Welcome back to The Snack. Bite-sized episodes getting you in, getting you out. Here with the crew, we got one for you on Netflix called Love is Blind. Danny Patron, tell us about it.
All right, so Love is Blind. It's a reality TV show. I'm not a big reality TV fan, but, you know, sometimes you got to share the TV time in the evening with your significant other, and this is one that I've found enjoyable to go through. So the most recent season, which is season 6, just aired its reunion episode. It's been dropping episodes for about the last month or so. They do usually like a 4 to 6 episode drop, then they kind of trickle them out for a few weeks, you know, make sure your subscription keeps going. And the basic concept of the show is that they bring, I think it's between 20 and 30 singles, men and women. They put them in separate rooms. They live together for about 10 days. And what they do is they go on these blind dates all day, and they're in what they call the pods, which are two small rooms, and there's a wall between them. And they go on these dates, they talk about things, they decide who they like. They can't see each other. And the deal is, at the end of the 10 days, if you made a connection with someone, that you propose, and then you don't see each other until you've gotten engaged. So the first usually 2 episodes consist of the pod time, where they're going through, you're getting, you know, edited snippets of their relationships. You kind of see, you know, different love triangles form and different things start happening. And then you walk out of it, usually, you know, 6 seasons, I'd say usually it's between 3 and 5 couples walk out of there engaged. And then the next like 4 to 6 episodes is the 4 weeks between when they're out of the pods and they go to the altar. And they, when they come out of the pods, they see each other at their kind of reveal. So that's part of the episode where they reveal what the folks look like to each other. Then they go on like a quick like trip together. It's almost like a little honeymoon for a weekend. And the first day is them just themselves. And then the next day they introduce everyone together. So in some instances, you have people there who are engaged, who were dating each other. It might've been someone's second choice. And, you know, they give them access to alcohol, which always creates for loose tongues, and people say things coming out of that experience now that they're engaged that maybe they shouldn't to people they were talking to before. And then you kind of follow them from the little trip. They go back to the city. Each season is a different city. This most recent one was in Charlotte. And then the couples, the engaged couples, live together for the next 4 weeks. They always meet each other's families, friends. They have a couple like mixers throughout that where the groups all get together again. Sometimes they invite people who were others' second choice and stuff to those mixers. So they're always kind of throwing in a little bit of situation for drama. And the cast, which is real people, never disappoint in providing that drama. And then at the end of that, they go to the altar, and each of them decide whether or not they're going to say yes. Some get married, some don't. And then they do a reunion episode. Now the season is filmed about a year before it airs. And so the reunion episode is filmed like right before. So the reunion episodes, they address a lot of things that have happened while the show's been airing. So things on social media, sometimes they find that people aren't being honest. Sometimes they find, you know, that, you know, there's been people that were together split up, people that weren't, that said no at the altar back together. And so it creates this like really good just drama. The reason I like it is there's no commercials. So you're not sitting there like if you're watching The Bachelor, where it's like a commercial every 3 minutes. It's pretty engaging. And it definitely is pretty popular on social media, and people talk about it. Even at work, I was talking with it, probably about 4 or 5 different guys who are watching it with their significant others. And so it's kind of a fun, easy watch. Usually the first 10 episodes, like I said, is kind of the whole relationship. Then they do a reunion episode. Then later they'll do like, they call it after the altar. It's usually like 2 more episodes where it's like, so where are they now? And they always kind of bring them back together for some reason. Sometimes it's somebody's birthday. Sometimes it's, oh, they want to have a, like a meetup. But you know, really, really engaging. Don't want to give away too much because a lot of talking about the show kind of gives away who pairs up with who. but it's hosted by Nick and Vanessa Lachey. Nick Lachey, formerly of the Jessica Simpson and Him reality TV show that I can't think of the name of right now.
He was in 98 Degrees.
That's not yes. Yeah. He was in 98 Degrees. You are correct.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Just going to call it Nick and Jessica. Maybe that was it.
Yeah. It might have been Nick and Jess or something.
I didn't even know that they split up. I'm sad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So he's been with Vanessa Lachey for a while. They have three kids.
Still eating buffalo wings.
But the reunion episodes where they bring the whole cast that went to the altar back is always good because it makes for a lot of really juicy drama and people always end up crying and arguing and
awkwardness.
Yeah, a lot of awkwardness. You know, this season there was a lot of stuff from social media that was popping up. And they also edit it to where there's always kind of like a good couple that are the ones that like mate that you can tell usually a few episodes in, like, this is probably the couple that's going to make it. Every now they throw you a curveball because they are real people. And then they kind of, I'm not going to say they pick a villain, but usually there's somebody out there doing and saying enough things to make you kind of say, oh, this guy, usually it's almost always a guy, is kind of a scumbag. And so the reunion episodes on those are always really good. And then like, this season there was a little bit of a love triangle that went on that, was an interesting situation when they showed up to the reunion, who was with who, and, a lot of drama of what happened. Sometimes couples break up before they get to the altar. I've done some research cause this is the type of dork I am. That's actually a contract violation. They have to go to the altar technically, or they incur penalty fees and they don't get their full payout. But on Netflix, easy watch, especially, you know, if your significant other enjoys reality TV like mine does, and is somebody, you know, a guy who's not as into this, it definitely keeps my attention. Sam, I know you said you watch it too. You know, I don't know how much we want to talk about this most recent season, but curious kind of your thoughts on the show.
You know, is this where we start talking a little spoilers? Right,
let's do spoiler-free rating, okay. Dan. Like, what do you rate it on the 4.0 scale?
Oh, man. I'll give it a 3.2. Like, not really my type of TV, but if I'm going to watch it, like, I've watched a lot of this one so far, even old seasons. So. Right,
what's your spoiler-free rating, Sam, before we move into spoilers?
Real quick, Dan, did you watch the other ones, the other seasons?
All except I'm in Seattle right now and I haven't seen Houston.
Okay. Spoiler free, like 3.1, 3.2 is pretty spot on.
We'll be right back. There's something weirdly wonderful all year long at City Museum, St. Louis. Find a bus on the roof and more than 30 slides nestled in an old shoe warehouse. Whether you're a kid or channeling your inner kid or your inner Spider-Man, break out the knee pads and the headlamps and get lost in the ultimate artist-built playground. For a limited time, the City Museum features exhibits like The Science of Guinness World Records. See it before it's gone. With so many events all year long like City Nights, Summer Celebrations, Fright at the Museum, and Weirdly Wonderful Holidays, it's all too weird and too wonderful to be anywhere else other than the City Museum. Get the best deal right now and become a member. Upgrade to Gold Member Pass, which includes unlimited visits all year long, rooftop access, and a free ticket for a friend. Don't miss out and visit the City Museum, located in downtown St. Louis. And remember to tell them that Mostly Superheroes sent you. Learn more at www.citymuseum.org. Hey squad, it's Logan from Mostly Superheroes. Today I want to share with you a group that's very close to our hearts. Tiny Superheroes, right here in St. Louis, Missouri. Tiny Superheroes is an incredible organization that empowers kids overcoming illness or disability with their very own superhero capes, because every child deserves to feel like a superhero. Tiny Superheroes is on a mission to empower extraordinary kids all over the world. These aren't just any capes. They're symbols of strength, courage, and the superpowers that every child has inside. For every cape purchased, Tiny Superheroes donates one to a child overcoming challenges, spreading joy and confidence. And the adventure doesn't stop there. These tiny superheroes embark on monthly missions, earning patches, and joining a community that celebrates their unique journeys. So, let's rally behind these little legends. Visit www.tinysuperheroes.com to learn how you can support their mission. Whether you're gifting a cape or joining their squad, you're helping to uplift heroes who inspire us every day. All right, back to the show.
I thought this was a good season compared to to the past.
It was.
Well, there you go, and that's the synopsis and what it's about. So decide for yourself if you want to go see it. Way to go, Dan. All right, spoiler alert for Love is Blind. Go ahead, Sam.
You know, this one, to me, there was the right amount of drama. Maybe not the most drama of all the other seasons. I can't exactly remember. But it was that reunion episode.
Oh, so good.
Was so awkward with that the big guy. I can't remember his name.
Trevor. Who came back with the red line on his head.
So there's a year that usually goes by between the filming. And they correct me if I'm wrong, Dan. It's a long time. It might be a year. Yeah. It might be less. But between the reunion episode and everything that's been filmed prior, it's actually quite a bit of time. So when we pick it up, it seems like no time's passed, but for them, it's been a while. And for the last, you know, these have been on Netflix. Reddit's been blown up with all these text messages from between Trevor and his like girlfriend at the time, this girl that he was with on the while he was on the show. So this guy just got lit up. They brought him on the reunion. He didn't couple up with anybody. Really, he shouldn't even be at the reunion. They bring him on just to light him up.
Just for the drama.
Just for the drama. Yeah. And they're like, what? They put up the text messages on the screen for everybody to like read. And they're like, what do you got to say for yourself? And
yeah, he was texting a girl while he was on the plane to do the experiment. I don't remember if he proposed or almost proposed to one of the kind of main characters who did get proposed to. And they kind of pitched him as like a good guy. Even in a lot of the editing, like he seemed authentic. He was nice. He never really said mean things about people. And so these text messages, like he was texting this girl before he left to go on the show. Then the second he left, he's texting her and he's like, I love you. Like, call your grandma or your mom or something because like we're getting together. Very bizarre situation to be like, hey, I just went on this blind dating show, but I'm going to marry you now. Yeah. But he described it as like an on again, off again. This guy was clearly caught off guard that this is what they were going to talk about. I think he was there to talk about the other girl that, you know, he almost proposed to. And they started asking questions and then he's just like, okay, am I free to leave?
We're like, they grill him and they're like, what do you have to say for yourself about these text messages? And he sat, Dan, I don't know, 30 seconds, 40 seconds in silence. And you're like watching it, like your heart is like, oh, this is hard to watch. Like, what is going on? He's not saying anything. And he's like, I had a whole thing prepared to say, and I don't know what to say. And I'm like, that was a rough watch.
Yeah.
I also thought, my finishing thoughts on it, to me, like the reunion episode is one of my, like, I just like watching that piece. And in prior seasons, I thought Nick Lachey and Vanessa are soft, and they really want to, like, they get behind the experiment and the true love, like love is blind, and they get behind that piece, and they haven't dove so much into like, let's light somebody up for just using the show for exposure, you know. In this reunion, I thought they like flipped the script and they were like,
yeah,
are you using the show just, you know, I mean, they were hitting people left and right.
Well, in this reunion session, special, they've never done this before, they brought back a bunch of cast members to be like in the audience, but they're sitting at tables, so they're cutting to them. One of the big things that went around is, so this one girl, when she was in there, they're not supposed to really talk about what they look like, but the one guy who wound up proposing to her, he had two girls, one of which was a very pretty girl, very kind of makeup done up, you know, kind of superficial looking, but very attractive. And she had a kid. And then the other girl, she was, you know, I don't want to say like more normal looking, but he was talking with them, and the kind of more normal girl, he's like, you know, do you get any celebrity lookalikes? And she's like, yeah, Megan Fox. And
I've seen this on TikTok.
This girl, this girl is
on it. There we go.
It's a stretch. Let's say that.
It's a very big stretch.
It's a very big stretch.
It's like if someone was like, hey, I'm like, if someone asked me if you had a celebrity lookalike, and I was like, yeah, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, man, that's such an old reference. Yeah.
And this guy is sitting there because at this point, right, he's learning things about these girls and he's having good conversations with both of them. And the girl that I would say is, like, you know, very attractive, you know, she had a daughter. So that was something, you know, he was kind of weighing of like what that would mean for his life. And then the other girl, who said she looked like Megan Fox, she had been divorced. So he's kind of weighing all these options. But
mind you, the show's called Love is Blind, and she basically gives him a full on description by saying who she looks like.
Yeah.
Well, better than what I thought, too, because I thought this was a show about blind people.
I 100% thought it was about blind people.
That would be on TLC.
And we'd watch that, too. We'll probably watch this one as well.
I'll watch the hell out of it.
You guys are giving me, like, you know, jumping in on just, like, I haven't seen it. It reminds me of a lot of shows. Yeah, I'm interested. F-Boy Island. I love F-Boy Island. So I'm having some, like, throwbacks to that. Especially, like, when you say, like, flipping the script and doing the kind of, like, hey, we were watching you the whole time, and we're going to show your text and stuff. You know, it kind of, like, makes it worth their while because, I don't know. I mean, you really feel for these people.
Yeah.
And they feel like they're being legitimately tricked. But, like, you haven't been
exploitative, for
like,
sure.
But there's no way. Like, that's what I'm always like.
You know what you signed up for.
Yeah. And a lot of them are going in for one thing and one thing only, and it's exposure to some degree.
I guess that's true. Mm-hmm. Like, you're an actor on that level where you're like, I'm just
a lot of these,
level
I wouldn't,
up.
I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of these people are failed actors or struggling actors. Mm. That's how I think Survivor is.
Just get me in front of a camera.
Yeah.
In some way.
This is all my agent could get me.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys did a good job covering what's happened in Love is Blind. What's the current status and what's ahead? Do you guys know?
Like, this season, they haven't done the this most recent. They haven't done the what's called after the altar, where they do like a little 2 reunion episodes. Those will drop at some point. They're typically the least interesting episodes, in my opinion, because everything's kind of passed. Every now and then, a little drama comes up, but
you're really hoping on those that somebody's like got something for somebody else.
Because the way their contract works is if they get married, they can't divorce for 11 months after the marriage either.
I didn't know this.
So sometimes, I know, right? So sometimes, like, they go to the reunion, they're still together, and then by the time they get to the after the altar episodes, maybe they're still together, maybe they're not. Sometimes they're like in the process of getting divorced because that time has expired. So yeah, it's interesting. I mean, obviously they can get divorced legally, but there's contractual obligations and financial implications if they do it. So
I was gonna say, here's some fun facts from Huffington Post. They're calling themselves Huff Post.
Yeah,
now.
I saw that.
we'll do a few of these. We'll have to do all of them, but you said that the divorce thing, right? Like, they actually have to get a divorce.
It's a legally binding marriage.
So, like, if you're ending it, you're going to go through the whole thing.
You better have a bulletproof prenup, I feel like.
How about who pays for the engagement rings? Were you guys wondering that?
I imagine the show, but I don't know.
I was going to say, do they just give them to them?
Chris Colan, who created the show and produced Love is Blind, told Variety that when it comes to rings, male contestants are given a choice of 10 or 12 different styles and colors. When Jackie from season 4 decided to keep her ring despite breaking off her engagement with Marshall, she wrote on her Instagram, "As for the ring, Marshall did not pay for the ring. Love is Blind paid for all the rings."
That's what I thought. I think I read that.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Is it only the guys who propose?
Yes. Okay. And, I mean, unless there's something I've missed.
No, I think you're right.
Scott, that's all I've seen.
Dan's read all the contracts. He knows.
Yeah.
He actually read the comics.
Love is Blind. All right, we'll have this linked up. You know, if you want to read more about the fun facts, some of the making, like if you're wondering about like things about how long they film, like stuff that you guys touched on, they have these all listed here. HuffPo.
HuffPo.
I thought it was long. I'm glad they did that.
Yeah, it is a little
so much easier
mouthful.
Now.
Love is Blind on Netflix. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Dan. Nice feature. Mostly Superheroes is proud to be funded in part by our sponsors. Mostly Superheroes is funded in part by paying patrons who receive early, ad-free, and exclusive episodes. Subscribe at mostlysuperheroes.com/support. Thank you for supporting your favorite independent podcast. Mostly Superheroes is an independent podcast owned and operated by Kerrigan Ventures in St. Louis, Missouri. Hosted by Logan Janis, Andy Hun, and Scott Swearingen. Brand and creative by Carrie Clark Design. Music by Audionautics. Learn more at audionautics.com. Find more at mostlysuperheroes.com.